Well, if you promise not to reveal something about someone, but they're about to do something really bad and possibly dangerous, can you break that promise?
Yes, yes, you can, and you won't even be sinful for it. Don't worry.
Well, but Leila told me to cover up for her tonight because she told Garima she's with me. I feel really bad about it, and I'm telling you because I don't want her to go clubbing in such a Mubarak month. If something ever had to happen to her.
Ya Allah! Adi, you were right about telling me. I wonder why she even thought you would agree to cover up for her. We'll talk about that later. For now, all you have to do is call her, find out what time she's leaving, and don't sound suspicious, and to which club also, and phone me back. Don't tell Ma anything about this because I don't want her to think ill of Leila, okay?
Chiba.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yusuf, where are you?
I'm here at Faisal Mamaji's house for supper.
Alright, I'll phone you later.
Who was that, Junaid?
Gee, I feel so swacked that he has to work so late in Ramadan.
Why, is Naeem giving him a hard time?
I think so. Can't you speak to him? I know you are golf buddies.
Yusuf, let me teach you an important life lesson. Don't stick your nose in other people's problems. We have enough of our own as it is.
Yusuf, beta, have some more steak. You're going too thin.
No, Jazakallah, Garima. I am stuffed. I almost ate half the pot. Your cooking is too good, mashallah. Faisal Mamaji is very lucky, ne?
Yeah.
I'll wrap up some for you to take. You mustn't feel shy to come over, beta. Anytime you're not in the mood to cook, join us for supper. It's so good to have you here, because Leila is always eating out, on weekends especially. She's getting ready to go out again.
So, Garimami, how's Zakia doing? Any news from her?
I spoke to her yesterday. She wasn't feeling too well. In fact, I don't think the weather there is agreeing with her at all, because she doesn't seem herself for the past few weeks.
Oh, shame, man. Maybe she should come home for a while, you know, breathe some homegrown air.
She's coming for Eid, isn't it, Gori?
Gee, I can't wait. After 1 year, 5 months. Faisal, remember how you used to take Zakia to the park every weekend before Leila was born? And sometimes your mother would bring you too, Yusuf. And your mamaji would buy you both huge ice creams. Your mother and I would get so angry and scold him every time because you both would come home messed.
Really?
I forgot about that. It seems like a lifetime ago. Zakia was the sweetest child ever, except when she had a tantrum. Come to think of it, it would be good to have a home after so long. I think I'll phone her after Tarawih today.
After a long, long time, Faisal thinks about his younger days when he had more time than money for his family. If we keep the money in the pocket, not in the heart, we'll be fine.
Hello? Yes, Victor. I'll call you later. So anyway, Yusuf, what's that guy's name? That old guy that you move around with sometimes?
Ismail Khan?
No, man, not that guy. Oh yeah, Yakub Mota. Do you know what he did?
I rather not know, Mamaji.
Just listen. He buys from my supplier, Richard Smith, you know? You met him here when I invited him for Bakri Eid. And Richard is waiting for him to pay for over 8 months now. I was so embarrassed because last week, Yakub goes for Umrah with his entire family. But he can't pay his debt. Our Muslim people, I tell you, they're the worst. And these people with beard and kurta. Let me not even start.
I agree with what you are saying, Mamaji. What he did was wrong. But the kurta of beard doesn't make a person bad. The person has already bared before wearing it. I know plenty of my colleagues who are up to no good. But I'm not going around saying this. The stop and pains people are worse, isn't it, Kurima?
True, my bachu. Yes, now why are you debating, Faisal? It's hard to enjoy the food and debate. Oh, Leila, you all dolled up tonight? Where are you going?
That's right. Like, oh, Leila, she just came in.
True, bachu. Yes, now why are you debating, Faisal? It's hard to enjoy the food and debate. Oh, Leila, you all dolled up tonight? Where are you going?
I'm just taking Adila for coffee. I don't know what time I'm going to be back. And, Mommy, my battery is about to die. So if you want to get hold of me, please phone on Adila's phone.
And be careful with my car, huh?
You relax, Garima. You worked hard to prepare all this. Now let me clear up.
Suck you up, goody two-shoes. Right, I'm gone. Bye. Hello, Adila. Listen, I'm leaving now, okay?
Leila, I was about to call you myself. Which club are you going to?
Casablanca. I told you. Why?
Just asking. Leila, would you rethink this? If you're that needy to go out with him, go somewhere else.
Love and let love, Adi. Listen, I'm packing the car at the mall and we're going together from there. I told Mom to call you if she has to. I doubt she will, but sometimes she does call when I'm late. And tonight, I'll be back very late.
Isn't it a bit too early to go to the club just as yet?
Yep. That's why we're going to have a bite before that. Meet up with some of the friends and then head for the club.
Please, just let me know before you reach the club.
You're behaving worse than my mother, Adi. Fine, I'll must call you when I'm there.
I'm just worried that you should be okay. You know how the crime rate is. Okay, be safe. Salam.
You're a star, Adi. Check you later.
If Leila damages the car, Faisal won't be enraged. But that her Iman and Izzat is being damaged every night doesn't bother him. Let's look inwards. We worry when we are physically sick, but when we are sick spiritually, do we try to cure that? Do we go to a spiritual doctor? Or do we let a lifetime pass without trying to improve ourselves? Yusuf phones Mulana after supper.
Salam, Yusuf. We have just about 10 minutes before Tarawih. Come pick me up and I'll fill you in.
Mulana updates Yusuf about Leila and they decide that they will read Tarawih and then wait outside the club to apprehend Leila. Meanwhile, back in Mulana's home.
Adila, what's wrong with you? Why didn't you put everything away?
Ma, I was coming to do that just now.
Don't lie. You feel hard to do everything. Everything is a burden for you. Will it cost you something to do anything without me having to tell you?
Ach, the way you go on is as if I don't do anything in this house.
What do you do? I don't think I'm in need of that pies you bake or the curries you cook. I could do all that myself.
Fine, then do it yourself.
Shut your mouth, Adila, or I'll slap you. You're so disrespectful.
Ma, what's wrong with you? Even in Ramzan, we can't keep the peace. What's the point of making zikr all the time or reading Quran the whole day when you just spoil it by fighting and arguing? There's just no sawab left.
Don't you act like you're too good. Your father thinks you're an angel, but you can't even respect your own mother. And my right is more over you than anyone else, Adila.
Ma, I just don't get why you're picking a fight with me. Nothing I ever do makes you happy. Tell me what you want me to do. Tell me so that you won't have to find a fault with me. Tell me, Mommy.
Hey, just go from here. I don't want to see your face. One day you'll see. You'll get children and they'll break your heart. Then you'll know all about it, Adila.
Piety does not mean good akhlaq. One can wear out the musalla the whole night, crying in dua or standing in salah, but it won't mean a thing if we cannot control two things, our tongues and thinking bad of others. For verily, the effect of bad akhlaq on ibadah is like aloe in honey. It spoils it. Shorty is cross with Mulana, but takes it out unnecessarily on Adi. And when Adi wants to genuinely know how to put things right, instead of meeting her halfway, her mother curses her. Respect must be earned. In life, how many times someone wants to patch up with us, but we refuse to forgive? Do we not want Allah to forgive us?
Mamaji, we've been here for half an hour and I can't seem to find them.
I don't know, man. Adila told me she must call only after we left the masjid.
But didn't Adila say she's going to be with her boyfriend?
Gee. Eish, I feel devastated that my own blood will come to a place like this. You must remember something, Yusuf. When you catch someone doing something wrong or you stop them from doing it, then sometimes Shaitan puts a malicious joy inside your good intentions. If we detect that, we must rather step back.
Gee, you're right, Mamaji. Wait, I have a plan. Hello, Zach. How's it? Is Huzaifa with you? No, man, sorry. I thought you might be with you. Okay, lekker. Right, salams. Mamaji, they're not here as yet because I could hear them on the road. Let's just sit tight.
Where's Leila? Come, let's go.
What the hell? What are you doing here?
Yo, Yusuf, you set me up.
Leila, but you, what are you doing in this filthy place? What if something had to happen to you? And who are you, young man?
I'm Zakaria.
Come, Leila, I'm taking you home.
No way. That bloody Adila told you, didn't she? Wait till I get hold of her. Who do you think you are? You're not my father. You have no right to tell me what to do.
Fine, I'll phone your father and tell him to come pick you up.
No, please. Please don't tell him. Please, I'll come with you.
Before we go, Zakaria, when do you intend to marry Leila?
What? That's a personal question, and you can't ask things we ourselves haven't discussed.
Stop answering for Zakaria, Leila. Don't make excuses. You go out every night, spend all day on the phone, and still not a sort of commitment crosses your mind.
Butt out, okay, Yusuf?
You face up to the fact that you're being messed around with.
Yusuf, take it easy. Zakaria, what do you have to say about all this?
I'm not messing with her, Yusuf. I want to marry you, Leila.
Are you sure you're not only saying this because we're all here?
I'm sure. I want to spend the rest of my life with her.
I didn't know you felt so strongly about me.
Oh, Shane. Somebody please pass me the tissues.
Well then, let's go talk to your parents about this.
Yeah, okay, sure. Why not?
Oh, so you are serious about her.
Okay, right. I'm going to go drop off Leila first. You go with Yusuf and speak to your parents. Leila must go inform hers.
There's only one obstacle. I'm still studying right now, so how will I support a wife? You know what? I can get engaged right now, but make nikah after 3 years.
Sure, I don't mind.
Well, why don't you halal date?
Yeah, being engaged doesn't make it halal at all. Yusuf's suggestion is good. You can make nikah, but stay what your parents tell you financially ready. Leila, will that be okay with you?
That'll be cool.
And you, Zakaria?
I think that's a great idea. Oh, you're a cool uncle. What should I call you?
Hopefully you can call me Junaid Papa soon. Come now, let's go, Leila. We'll pick up your car before we go to your house.
Okay, come, Zach. I think we can make it to your house to talk to your parents before Molana reaches.
Oh my, your uncle's a Molana? But wow, he really handled us cool, eh?
Every haram relationship ends on a good note. In fact, many, many times, months and years go by in an illicit relationship, and it ends in tears and nothing more. Yusuf phones Molana after half an hour, just as Molana pulls into Faisal's driveway.
Gee, Yusuf, what's up?
I'm here at Zach's place. His parents were quite taken aback, but they came around to the idea because Zeyfa and I convinced them that if they don't make nikah, they will carry on with the zina, and the son will be with them then.
So no other obstacle from them. Will they come for the official proposal for Leila?
Well, they weren't happy that she's 3 years older than him. But Huzaifa and I explained that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 15 years younger than Khadija radiallahu anhum, and they were so happy, then what is 3 years? So they accepted. So inshallah, looks like we're going to have a nikah soon in the family.
Alhamdulillah. Let's see what Faisal says now. I'll come pick you up just now. Just SMS me the directions. Right, Leila, I'm going now. If I come in, your parents will wonder how do I know, and I'm not going to tell them about the club. But if you go again, please don't ever go to such a devilish place again, eh?
I'll see.
Speak to your parents about Zakaria tonight, right? His parents are okay with everything, alhamdulillah.
I will. Salam. Mommy! Daddy!
Leila, you're looking very happy.
What's up? Why are you shouting?
I'm in love, mommy.
For like the first time only.
Really? Who's the boy? Is it Imran?
No, I dumped him a long time ago. His name is Zakaria Mohammed. He's becoming a doctor, and guess what? We want to get married.
What?
Oh, Bachu, I'm so happy for you. When can I meet him? I wish you told us about him before, though. This is such good news.
Are you talking about that Suhail Mohammed son? I know one of them is becoming a doctor.
Yes, his dad's name is Suhail.
How old is he?
He's 20.
Isn't he still a bit immature then, at 20?
No, mommy, not at all. You should meet him. Oh, you'll just adore him.
Forget immature, you're not marrying that boy.
But why, daddy? You haven't even met him as yet.
Faisal, give the guy a chance.
No, they're not our kind. And you'll have problems after that. You must be compatible. Marry somebody in your own gam.
We don't even love in a gam anymore, Teddy.
No blood of mine will be married to someone who is not of our kind. No one in my family for 10 generations has ever married out. Your own marriage with all their funny customs too. You'll thank me for saving you later.
Teddy, how can you be so narrow-minded? It's not even Islamic to think like this.
And since when are you so Islamic, huh?
Yeah, and who's to blame for that?
Just shut your mouth. You're not marrying that boy. I don't want to hear another word about him again.
Don't be like that, Faisal. He might not be our kind, but at least he's respectable. He's becoming a doctor, you know.
You don't know these people, Gauri. They can become the president too, but their breed will always show.
But I love him, Daddy.
Well, you get over it. Find our kind of boy to love next time.
I'll die if I can't be with him. I can't love without him. Don't be like this, please.
Okay, Leila, leave it. Your father will agree tomorrow, okay?
No, I will never agree. Don't make this mistake of thinking I'll accept him. If you marry that boy, you can get out of my house.
Get out of my house. Get out of my house. Get out of my house. Get out of my house.